Forest FM Coffee Break. It's time for the Coffee Break on Forest FM, and I have some very special guests in the studio with me at the moment. We have Dave Graves. He is the head teacher at Hillside First School in Verwood, and with him a couple of the children from the school, Olivia and Isabella, and Debbie, the office administrator. Hello, folks. How are you?
Morning, Steve. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us on board today. Yes.
Welcome to Forest FM. Never been here before, have you?
No.
And you've got a brand new head teacher at your school. How long have you been there, Dave?
I've been here, at Hillside First School since the 1st of September. So right. Just over a month now.
And before that, you were where?
I was at Parley First School last year for a couple of years there as deputy head teacher.
Right. Now, a little birdie told me before you were into teaching, you were an operations manager at a bank. So how on earth did you manage to switch
from banking
to teaching?
You've done your homework. I worked for Barclays for 10 years, like you say, as an operations manager. Always wanted to be a teacher and work in education and make a difference to children's lives, particularly at the younger age where you can have the biggest impact. And the department I was working for was offshore to India. So it was the perfect opportunity for me at that point to train to be a teacher. And I've never looked back really since. Absolutely love being in education and making a difference, hopefully, to children's lives.
Brilliant.
Priceless.
And I believe your wife, Louise, is a teacher as well?
Yeah, she is as well. She had a career as well before going to education. She was an operations manager, but she is also a teacher as well. So we just love teaching, love education, and, you know, we spend a lot of time at home talking about that as well, actually.
Right. Now, Hillside is a great school. Now, I can personally vouch for that because both of my kids went to Hillside School many moons ago now. I'm feeling my age. But they both went to Hillside School, and then they went off to QE in Wimborne, and both ended up at Bournemouth Uni as well. And they're still in Verwood, which is great, I think. So let's go back to you again then, Dave, and tell us a little bit more about how you find Hillside and what your priorities are for the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. If I can just say a little bit about the school. So it's been great start, really warm welcome from the parents, the staff and the children. And when we spoke to the team, when I spoke to this team at the start of the year, the most important thing was getting our vision and our sort of strapline for our school, which is not just saying it, but living and breathing it, which is putting children at the heart of everything we do, which is massively important. You know, if we're making decisions that don't impact on the children, then why are we doing it? And that's massively important, as well as happy children being the best they can be and making the best of the opportunity of for their education, really. That's really important. I think along the lines as well of giving them the skills to be successful in life, because, you know, when I was at school, there was probably leave school and there's one job for life. Now there's lots of different jobs when you go out there, and people change careers quite often, and it's just trying to instill in them in a young age those sort of presentation skills, teamwork, collaboration, and that supportive environment in a school for us is really important, and just supporting them. You know, all schools up and down the country teach reading, writing and maths. It's the extra bit we do at Hillside, the supporting them, the awe and wonder moments, happy children and feeling that sense of success and pride in their work's massively important to all of us.
Yeah, and invariably, healthy children are happy children, aren't they? And I believe you're a big advocate of sports in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent a lot of time over my life sort of playing different sports and things, and the sort of the skills you can get from the sports field as well, which can be transferred into life, are massively important. And what we're really lucky at Hillside is with our school grounds and the facilities we've got. So it's a really important thing for me is making the most of our school site, our huge field, and PE as well, and opportunities for PE. So this half term we've had Ripper Rugby in to do some sessions with the children, and we're also looking at just developing our school field to implement more of a forest school in there for the children as well. So that kind of bushcraft, den building, so learning outside the classroom, which is obviously massively important for us as well.
Yeah, it's a shame you don't have the swimming pool anymore. They went, when my kids went to Hillside, there was a swimming pool there, but that's long gone now, isn't it, unfortunately. I think they filled it in and made a vegetable bed from it or something.
That's right, yeah, we've got like a reflection garden there now. And I think, yes. I know Olivia and Isabella, what did you think about the swimming pool not being there anymore?
We were sad, but if it was heated, We're happy it isn't there because it was cold, but if it was heated, I wanted it there.
I think it wasn't heated, it was quite cold,
yeah.
Actually. Well, we're going to have a little break now for some music. Now, you've both told me that you like Harry Styles, is that right?
Yeah.
So which Harry Styles song do you think we should play?
As it was.
Did you two want to do a little introduction as well? A little sing-song before you start?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay then.
Off you go.
3, 2, 1, go.
You know it's not the same as it was in this world. It's just us. You know it's not the same as it was. As it was.
That's lovely, that's lovely. Well, here's Harry to sing it himself.
Everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay.
Harry Styles, of course, especially for Olivia and Isabella, who are here from Hillside Community First School today with their head teacher, Dave. We're having a good old chat, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Dave, I wanted to ask you about the Wimborne Academy Trust, or WAT, because I'm not quite sure what it is. Can you tell our listeners, please?
Yeah, Wimborne Academy Trust, we're made up of 13 schools, and we provide an all-through education for our children. And again, it's really important for us as a trust, having children at the heart of all our decisions. What it allows us as a trust to do for all our schools and staff there is sort of that collaboration, that support, and just giving the children the absolute best possible education. That's really paramount for us. And that's what we do, I think.
Right.
So, yeah, 13 schools locally, hoping to expand as well.
And you have a choice of schools in Verwood. So you would obviously like children to come to Hillside. So what are you doing at the moment to encourage or entice parents to send their children to Hillside?
Yeah, so obviously coming in, we've changed a few things around. We now have a weekly newsletter. We've obviously got a high quality curriculum for the children and some great outcomes from last year. We've got now we're able to bring parents into school a lot more to sort of show off the work that the children are doing. We've implemented a Star of the Week assembly or a celebration assembly on a Friday, which each class during the celebration assembly has a Star of the Week.